Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Today marks National Voter Registration Day, and we're less than 2 months out from the election day on November 5th. The presidential race, of course, is on the ballot, as well as other public offices, including some U.S. Senate seats, congressional seats, and New York State Senate and Assembly. Depending on where you live, you'll find other local public offices on the ballot, too. But if you want to vote, you first must register. WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick has this brief explainer on registering to vote in New York State.
To register to vote in New York State, you must be a United States citizen, be 18 years old or over, and be a resident of the municipality in which you're registering to vote for at least 30 days before the election. You can't register to vote if you're in prison for a felony conviction, have been judged mentally incompetent by a court, or if you already claim the right to vote elsewhere. If you meet the registration requirements, simply go to the New York State Board of Elections website at elections.ny.gov and fill out the voter registration form, or you can print it and fill out a hard copy. The form will ask for some personal information, including your name, date of birth, contact details, and your address. You'll need to provide either your New York State DMV number or the last four digits of your Social Security number to verify your identity. Then you can enroll with a political party, or alternatively, you can register as an independent voter. You sign and submit the form online or mail it to your county board of elections. The last day to register to vote in the general elections is October 26th. Holly Kirkpatrick, WBFO News.
Buffalo police say a 29-year-old man faces several charges in connection with a Sunday kidnapping and shooting that centered around a youth football game. Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia on Monday outlined the charges against Rashawn Mallory, who was accused of forcing a man and a woman into driving to the game at Emerson Park.
She was driving to the football field. The allegation is obviously under duress. It was she was placed in the driver's seat. He got in the driver's seat after the shooting occurred. He was the one that was behind the wheel of the vehicle at the time he was attempting to flee from the officers.
Mallory is accused of robbing two victims at the game and shooting one of the individuals. The robbery and kidnapping charges carry a penalty of up to 25 years in prison. Three local companies are among the 16 semifinalists in the 43 North Startup Competition. Now in its 10th year, 43 North will provide $1 million investments to five winners, who will also be provided office space mentorship and access to a network of investors. The three local companies are Food Nerd, which is developing new processes for shelf-stable foods, Boston QPSI, a software company that uses quantum computing to provide engineering solutions, and OfferWell, which uses an AI-driven platform to assist real estate transactions. And residents in the village of Brockton and town of Portland can once again use their water without boiling. Chautauqua County officials say repairs have been made to the water main break that forced customers on Webster, Ellicott, and Dahlberg roads to boil water before use for nearly a week.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Tonight, you're being asked to participate in an effort to help out others. The Buffalo Bills Foundation, Wegmans, and Feed More Western New York are teaming up today for the Huddle for Hunger food drive. Food and cash donations will be accepted from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight at Highmark Stadium. Members of the Buffalo Bills 2024 rookie class, some current Bills players, and some of the team's legends are expected to be on hand as well. Donors are asked to enter Stadium Parking Lot 2 through the Abbott Road entrance. That effort is also asking local athletic teams to join in the Huddle for Hunger High School Challenge. You can find all the information you need at feedmorewny.org.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.